Josh, there's no question, is that top two, top three spot in the MVP race. I would fully expect him, you know, to remain there and consistently be there. And if they continue to win, it's going to be hard to not give it to him.
There's Dan Orlovsky with One Bills Live from last night. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. We got to play the highlight also of the what happened in the Yankee Stadium last night. A fan ripped the headlines away from the Yankees that they won the game by ripping a ball out of the glove of Mookie Betts. Crazy moment, highlight, whatever. Not quite Jeffrey Mayer, who was celebrated for reaching into the field of play and catching a ball. Do you remember Jeffrey Mayer? Do you know that reference?
No, I'm surprised we remember his name.
Look at this. You don't know what it is?
I know the play. I just didn't know we knew the name of the fan. This is going to be the Jeter scores, right?
No.
Against the Twins? Or no. Not the Twins, against the
this
Orioles?
This is with the Orioles. Orioles, right? Yes.
Orioles, yeah.
A home run that would have been a fly ball. Tony Tarasco is in right field, and the kid reaches over and catches a ball that should have been called an out.
Jeffrey Mayer incident. Yeah, Jeter was the one who hit the ball.
Yeah. When was the last time you watched that highlight? Watch how far he reaches into the field to play. It should have been called an out, of course, because they're the Yankees. They get away with everything.
Yeah.
It was a home run. This guy, I don't know if he'll be quite celebrated the same way.
The same way?
I don't think so.
Remember Bartman's name?
Yes.
Jeffrey Mayer. That was in the ALCS that happened? That I did not know. I did not know that would have been an important moment.
Important moment.
I mean, he reaches so far over the wall. This is very... Although, what happened last night is more of like a...
More offensive?
Yeah.
Sure. Also, the
guy is grabbing a player and like...
He's also an adult.
Yeah, right. This is a kid.
Jeffrey Mayer was 8, I think. Might have been 8.
Well, at least he didn't get away with it last night, right?
Like he got kicked out.
And they counted the out.
Yes, and...
Imagine if they hadn't counted the out. Then it would be a circus.
What do you think? Lifetime ban Yankee Stadium?
No.
Yes! Lifetime ban!
Yankees aren't giving him a lifetime
ban. That should be Major League Baseball. That should be a lifetime ban.
Maybe Major League Baseball, but if it's up to the Yankees, I bet they didn't even kick him out of the stadium last night. I bet they put him up somewhere.
In a suite? You think they gave him a television?
I think
they gave him a couch?
I bet you he went up there and Brian Cashman gave him a nice little pat on the back, like, nice effort there, buddy.
Wow.
They did kick him out. There's video of him and his buddy.
There's just video of him being escorted out of the section, though. That's what Joe's saying. Joe thinks he got upgraded.
They upgraded him to a suite pat on the back, like good try, buddy. We appreciate the effort.
That'd be insane.
What a scandal that would be if we found out that was true.
If they just,
here he is, he's in the owner's box.
The cameraman just like such a and wait, who is that? Is that the guy? Is that the guy in the? They would give him all new clothes.
He's wearing a signed.
He's got signed a signed jersey. Bat by the entire team.
I almost said a signed Judge jersey, but he'd probably be mad at Judge.
Yeah.
Anyway, the series stays alive. 803-0550. Started talking MVP to kind of open things up. The Ravens trade for a receiver, Diontae Johnson, which will help them. He's very good. And they got him for almost nothing. They got him for the kind of deal that you see in your fantasy league, and you have to call the guy and say, buddy, you know you gave that away for nothing, right? It's a pick swap, Joe. A pick swap between which two teams?
The Panthers and the
Ravens.
And the Ravens, yeah.
How far apart are those picks?
5th and 6th, they might be 2 pick differences.
That's the pick.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll take.
Although the 6th, I think is next year.
Okay,
maybe
it's like a 5.
But it's like
5 spots.
Yeah,
buddy, you did a pick swap. They're good and you're bad. That's not good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway, John in Albany. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. So this is the same topic, kind of two different points with it. So you're talking about like why do we care about the MVP piece? Now I'm just going to think about why Buffalo fans care about it first. Like, I think about, and I don't know if you guys totally recognize, like, around the, let's say, country, people tune into the station. I kick it on at 6 in the morning across the state to listen to you guys. And I probably drink your Kool-Aid more than I probably should if I was, like, looking for multiple sources. But I definitely remember the conversation going back early in the season where you guys were talking about how important it is to keep somebody's name alive as far as a thing to help get that person to the MVP. So with that in mind, I would imagine that any Bills fan is going to even more want to keep the conversation going, because to my other point, like, why is it so important? As a franchise and a team, I don't think we've ever won anything. Like, I don't remember us having an MVP. Maybe there was, but I just don't.
Thurman won the MVP once.
Yeah, Thurman. Yeah.
Well, it's been a long time. So I guess, I'm also thinking, like, I don't know if a Super Bowl is ever going to happen. I mean, I go back, I watched all four in a row, so I go back that far, but I don't know if it's going to happen. So what if the next big thing we're really thinking about is, like, Christ, Josh going in the Hall of Fame? And you hear that conversation, like, Eli Manning. Does Eli Manning go in the Hall of Fame? He's got Super Bowls, and they still talk about it. So I'm like, if he had MVPs, at least it would give something to look forward to at some point. We just want to celebrate something that we actually won, and that, I think, is why 40% of people say they would take that over AFC Championship, because that could come and go, but at least Josh was MVP. We can have T-shirts that say Josh MVP. We can live in some sort of a place where we were the best at something.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of why it comes together.
Yeah, thanks, John. I think a lot of that is right. You know, as you're laying that out, you're talking about Hall of Fame. What separates, I don't know, what would separate Allen from? Think of all the guys he would immediately be separated from if he were to win an MVP. And I realize the point of sports existence, as I kind of joke about this, is not just to talk about it and just to, you know, yell at other fans. But a Falcons fan wants to come at you about Matt Ryan. You're like, was you an MVP? No? He was never the best?
Right.
Because a lot of the Hall of Fame stuff and a lot of who's the greatest is how often were they the best? Which is a point to be made about Manning and Brady. Like, Manning was a 7-time first-team All-Pro. To Brady's 2?
I think it was only that many?
Yes. Yes. How many times?
Like 25 years.
How many times were you the best there was?
3-time All-Pro.
3-time All-Pro. Manning is 7? That's significant. I know first-team All-Pro isn't quite as celebrated as MVP.
And Brady has 3 MVPs to Brady, or to Manning's 5. And 7-time
MVPs. Yeah. 5 MVPs. So if you are a Colts fan that wants to argue with a Patriots fan, you get to, boom, what do you got to say about that? Oh, well, I got the Super Bowls. Yeah, well, we're talking about who the better player was. So
the ring still will carry more weight, but you can have the debate. And you want both, right, at the end of the day. Like, that'll be...
Everybody wants the Super Bowl
obviously.
More.
Yeah, obviously.
But this is almost... It feels like, Joe, as you and I are both fans of the Premier League. Oh, didn't win the league this year. What about the Champions League? What about the
FA Cup?
Right. Well, won something. There was a ceremony on the field, and my team raised the trophy. And football doesn't really have that, but this feels like it represents some sort of replacement. This will make you feel better about your year, about your guy, your favorite player is going to get honored in a way that will mean something to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I get it. I wonder when that changed. And when did it change that? Does everybody care about it this way? Do Bills fans care more about the MVP than Lions fans do about it for Goff? I would say yes. Do they care about it more than Bengals fans do for Burrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do Bills fans? Here's maybe I'll put the Twitter poll up.
So tough to tell.
Do Bills fans care more about the MVP than any other fan base right now?
That would feel like it's a yes.
Would you vote as a Bills fan?
I would say yes.
I'd say probably yes.
I would say that, yeah. It's so tough to judge, though, right, when you're in the middle of it.
Right, right.
But still, if I even try to separate myself from it, it's his story, what the talk was when he was drafted, then how Bills fans reacted to the talk of when he was drafted, and then his career arc, how good he's been to not have one. Like, I would think because his peers have them. Like, Mahomes and Lamar are his peers.
Right, it's missing. It's missing from the resume, and it feels like it would have been warranted one of these years. Last year's a great example of that.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
I might want to guess that, yeah, they care more about it than any other fan base.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. If you're on hold, we'll get to more of your calls. We're up against a break. It's football season, of course. It's hockey season. Sabres back on Friday. The Yankees won, and the headline is about what happened in the stands with that fan. We'll probably talk about that a little bit more. I have John Sterling and Susan Waldman's call of that play, which is kind of funny. Mm-hmm. So plenty to get to here on a hump day Wednesday. Jeremy and Joe, it's going to be beautiful here. 70 degrees. High of 70 today. 71. 73.
73.
Tomorrow, 75.
Let's go. Elite season is coming through big time this year.
Going to swing the sticks today.
Yep.
And 56 on Sunday is the high for the Bills and Dolphins game, which is looking pretty nice.
And that's a 1 o'clock Sunday game, 56. I mean,
let's go. Can't beat it.
We're getting great weather here to start the football season.
I've got flyover information.
Oh, good.
I got flyover information.
Is this happening every week now?
Not, I wouldn't say every week, but I'm getting,
This is the third home game of the year?
I've got sources.
All right.
I've got sources.
I'm very excited to hear about this.
Jeremy and Joe on WGR.